from stpetecatalyst.com.
And we are back continuing our celebration on Impact Catalyst of the Charlie Honchel Art Stars Scholarship Award winners through Tampa Bay Businesses for Culture and the Arts. And today we're celebrating Sarah DeMolle, who won for vocal music as judged by Don Eubanks. Good to see you both.
Good to see you, Joe.
Hey.
So Don, let's walk through the process a little bit. Tell us about the what you went through and looking at all the submissions and why you ultimately chose Sarah.
Well, this year there were only 5 applicants and they were all good. So it was very, very difficult to choose just one. But as I started to whittle it down, what I always do is listen sort of like on The Voice with the chair turned. I listen without watching. And then when I hear something that sort of pricks my interest, then I'm like, okay, that one I definitely am going to turn around and watch, you know? And so that is what happened definitely with Sarah. It was like there was this spark. And so I turned to see like who I was listening to. And it was very, very exciting just to hear her sound. And, the thing about voices is that they're all different. And so you hear elements in all the voices that you're like, that is great. This is nice. They all have different elements that are so appealing or so technically sound, or, you know, you can tell what they've been working on, things like that. But she just seemed to have all of them sort of wrapped up in a nice little package with a bow. So it was really thrilling to hear her and then eventually see her. And then I go to the application process and read all the answers and things like that. After I've listened to everybody, then eventually looked at everybody, then I read all their information. So I start with talent and art first.
That's great. Sarah, your voice is turning heads. That's gotta feel nice.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about how you sing. What's your process, and are you technical, or are you from the heart, or some mix of both, I'm assuming?
I've been in music lessons, vocal lessons, since I was about 7. So I've just, from those vocal lessons, I've leered more towards music theater because I just love not only singing like technically, but I also love just telling a story through song, through vocal inflection. It's just a lot of fun. And I just love being on stage and being able to share that.
So what are some of the opportunities you've had to sing and be on stage recently?
I go to Blake High School and I'm a part of the Blake Theater Department. And I've had so many opportunities, like with my high school theater, and they've just been really helpful. And I'm very excited. With COVID and everything, it's been a little difficult to perform, but hopefully things are looking up and hopefully there will become more opportunities soon. And I'm heading off to college and I'm very excited to start my college journey at East Carolina University. And with all the opportunities there, I'm just ready to go.
And I believe you can use the scholarship for anything. Are you going to be using it for singing?
Yes, I will be. I'm going to probably use it for my college tuition because I'm going into the BFA music theater program. And I'm very excited to take voice lessons up there and just be in an environment again, just a theater, music, artistic environment.
So if you look forward into your ideal career path after you finish up at East Carolina, what comes next?
Honestly, I don't know. That's I'm just kind of with
the fun.
State, yeah, with the state of performing arts right now, and we'll just see where the path goes. I don't know. I've always wanted to join a cruise ship and be like a singer on a cruise ship or something. I think that it's has lots of opportunities where maybe I could sing one show, but then maybe direct another. I just think that that type of theater, just dipping your hands in everything.
You know, with the advents of social media, it's especially as a singer, there are plenty of stories of folks putting their singing out there on YouTube and other platforms. Have you pursued or done any of those types of things to get your voice out to the world?
I have not done that, but I'm thinking about in college starting a YouTube channel with like performance and vocal performances and things, just to try to get that out there.
And Dawn, as in your teaching, have you seen social media transform how kids are kind of thinking about their career? It's nice that Sarah seems to be somewhat traditional in how she's approaching it. Is she the exception, or is she still pretty much the norm?
It's hard to say, because I would say definitely social media has completely influenced almost every young person, you know, so a lot of them are uploading things to YouTube and having their own channels and saying, you know, go see my video on YouTube or whatever. And but I do find that they still, of course, just thrive on live performances, whether it's a recital or doing a show or whatever. There is nothing like a live performance. So just having a recording of yourself in your living room or in your bedroom or whatever has a certain appeal to some young people. But I feel like if someone like I am looking for, somebody, if I see a recording of them in a live performance, it certainly has a different appeal than just someone standing in their bedroom, you know, singing their brains out. And of course, seeing someone on the live stage is, you know, everything. That's nothing will ever replace that, I don't think. And I know I'm old and I am sort of a purist, but I do feel like the younger generation definitely still is thriving on the live stage. And I don't think any amount of recorded submissions and all that will ever take the place. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, Sarah. What do you think?
I do love a good live performance. It's just, you just come alive on the stage and you feel the audience and its presence. It's just a different feeling than recording in your bedroom.
The relationship. There is a beautiful relationship between performers and the people who come to see them. And so you can't manufacture that, you know.
Nothing beats bright lights, big stage, and an engaged audience. It's wonderful. So no place to see you online singing at the moment. So we'll just have to book the cruise ship tours well in advance. Make sure we get a good seat.
And keep in touch with us so we know where you are.
Yeah. I always say, you know, if you haven't read the fine print on the award scholarship, you are required to come back and live permanently in Tampa Bay, right? You know, you can cruise for a little while, but as long as the ships always end up back here, that's all right.
Port of Tampa.
Yeah, there's plenty. Wonderful. Well, congratulations again. It's a great win. It's great to have that extra money. But certainly the appreciation and the reward for a lot of years of work being recognized for that's got to feel good. And you can take that good feeling up to East Carolina with you and represent Tampa Bay.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
From stpcatalyst.com.